Lake Effect continues on Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Joy Powers.
And I'm Mitch Tyke. Pasties, meat pies, are a staple of Wisconsin's North Country cuisine. But it is safe to say that once you see the classic Stephen Sondheim musical Sweeney Todd, you will never view meat pies the same way again.
The macabre, darkly funny show about the demon barber of London's Fleet Street. The play opened on Broadway in 1979 and won 8 Tony Awards.
Skylight's production is directed by Matthew Ozawa, who joined Lake Effect's Bonnie North and gives us a thumbnail sketch of what Sweeney Todd is all about.
At the very base of it, it is about a barber and a baker. Right? I mean, yeah. That's not giving anything away at all. But then when you actually look at what the story is about, it's a man named Sweeney Todd who is basically wrongfully imprisoned through the justice and political system from Judge Turpin. And upon his return to London, he decides to seek out revenge on Judge Turpin. And so what then transpires... I shouldn't reveal too much, but he creates an alliance with Mrs. Lovett in the pie shop, and the two of them together then, you know, spend the rest of the show enacting very sweet and murderous and bloody revenge. And that is, you know, the base story. But what's so interesting about it is that for me, it really is a morality tale and really puts into question why does someone kill and what triggers people to do what they do and what sort of circumstances also alter people's sort of habitual personalities.
I was going to say grip on reality.
Yes, exactly, yeah. Right? They lose their grip on reality. And I think every single character in the show at the heart of it really is very, very human. And Sweeney, I think we're also used to hearing about Sweeney being a serial killer, which he becomes over the course of the show. But I really see the humanity and the beauty of Sweeney prior to the show that I also have found in many, many of the other characters. And so for me, it's a very relatable piece. And I guess that is sort of a shocking thing to say that, you know, a piece like Sweeney Todd about a serial killer is relatable because I've never, of course, killed anyone.
Right. Or met anyone that you know of was that way. Well, I think it's so important to find that humanity, particularly for a character like this. Otherwise, he's just a cartoon.
Exactly.
And we don't care.
Right. And I think that the piece is a roller coaster ride, right? It is a sort of like a dark comedy with all of this wit and charm and, you know, rhythm, beautiful music and incredible lyrics. I mean, it just pulls you into it. And like a roller coaster, I think because most people, I think, either enjoy or do not enjoy horror or being scared. But there's an element to the sort of fear of like walking in to, you know, a haunted house or a scary movie or even going on to a roller coaster. That, like, as you're going up the roller coaster, you're feeling fear. You're feeling all of this adrenaline build up in your body. But then once you go over the top of that roller coaster and start to actually ride the ride, it becomes a most sort of exhilarating experience. And that, to me, really is experiencing Sweeney Todd. I think any trepidation that people might have about the bloodiness or the murders that happen or the horrifying acts that people commit over the course of the show, well, it's sort of almost, you know, juxtaposed or tempered with all of the comedy and the wit and the charm. So you end up, as you're going on this ride, just completely being shocked and scared, but also laughing and enjoying every minute of it. And I think that being able to laugh seconds after moments that you're horrified is what gives you that exhilarating, you know, feeling and what brings people back to this piece over and over again. And so then what I've tried to do is really tell the story and have people feel that, but also really make sure that the truths and the realities of these characters are fully fleshed so that people really do relate to the piece.
Right, and you're left at the end with, it's not that you want to be Sweeney, but you understand.
Right.
Maybe a little bit about why he took the path he did.
Exactly. You know, and I think that as I've been questioning over and over again, why does someone kill? And I'm like, is it because of mental illness? Is it because of, you know, decaying, you know, social morality? Is it because of economic disparity? Is it because of the political, you know, injustice or corruption? Or is it because of, you know, that someone is seeking freedom from, you know, injustice and loneliness. I mean, I think there's so a myriad of reasons as to why people commit these actions, and I think it behooves one, especially with a piece like this, to treat every character's journeys with the sort of questioning and the deep sort of investigation into why people are doing what they're doing. Because I also think that the piece, you know, even though it's about a serial killer, even though it is, you know, scary and hysterical and you feel all these feelings, ultimately I really feel like it speaks to our time and our day and age. And I'm hoping that people come to the show and are able to really connect to the characters and connect to the piece and see the parallel with the things that are happening in the world all around us. People are committing horrifying acts all the time around us. There's levels of injustice. There's levels of disparity. And people are driven to breaking points all the time. And I think that oftentimes we either become desensitized to it or we push it aside. And I think that it's important that within this piece that people walk out of it and are sort of, you know, awakened to sort of what's around them.
And that's something that Sondheim does so well in the course of his career. Almost all of his pieces have that dark quality.
Right.
Some more than others, Assassins, you know, particularly, but Sweeney Todd, and some less so. But there's always that thread of the complexity of being human.
Yes. And that's why I think he's such a genius.
Yeah.
Because humans are unbelievably complex. I think everyone has darkness within themselves. I think there are sort of things that people are haunted by or experiences or forms of trauma that people have gone through, or they're wanting to go right up to the edge. And through, you know, other forms of entertainment, they're able to see it in someone else's journey and not have to actually commit it themselves.
I was going to say, it's a safe way to experience that kind of interior darkness that we all have, but you don't necessarily want to act on.
Exactly. Yeah.
Let Sweeney Todd do it on stage.
Right. And let me laugh and enjoy it, and you'll be horrified by it, and then leave and, you know, go back to the safety of my home.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean. Exactly. Well, and we haven't really even talked about it. We mentioned the music. The music is so sublime in this.
It
ranges from music that is actually terrifying to the most beautiful ballads. And everything in between, funny songs, and it's somehow like he managed to grasp so many different musical threads and bring them together.
Right. And it's completely story-driven as well. I mean, I actually have to say that having directed many, many, many pieces, this music is actually some of the hardest around. It is unbelievably challenging to actors and singers because of its vocal demands. I mean, if you really look at the score, people's ranges are huge. I mean, he's asking, you know, ensemble members to sing in the stratosphere of like high C's, high D sharps. I mean, like so high for the women and the tenors, so low. I mean, many of the men have to sing very, very low. And even characters like the Beatle, the Judge, I mean, the extremity of the vocal range really puts quite a lot of pressure on any singer and really takes sort of superhuman singing to even do it. And then you mix into that how rhythmically complex it is and how quick the words fly by. So with characters like Joanna, Anthony, and Mrs. Lovett, the precision to like learn the music and all the rhythmic changes, but also all the words and make sure that, you know, that the words that have an intentionality to them and also, you know, that you're finding a through line with your character in the journey, that is unbelievably difficult with how quickly things fly by. And even the dialogue is just chock full with things that I feel I've actually never heard until we started to investigate it in our rehearsal room. So for example, even just the people's relationship to God is usually kind of passed over and ignored, or people don't really quite investigate it. But it's interesting to look at who talks about Christianity and God and why, and how does that influence their behaviors versus characters who either no longer believe in God or are going on a different path. And, you know, at the very beginning, it talks about Sweeney Todd, you know, he is guided by a dark and vengeful God. And so his relationship to God and everyone else's is really key. For example, Anthony, like the fact that he is a very, you know, good Christian, he gives all this money to the beggar woman. You know, he keeps showing up and asking for money. And I think that I've seen the show so many times and never realized why he gave her so much money or what he was really driven by. But suddenly in looking at the text, it's all there. And when you start to unpack it and start to unearth it and then make sure that the actors are not, you know, glomming over it, but really stressing and finding the importance and the relevance behind every single word, the whole entire piece kind of sparkles and radiates in a way that is kind of profound and very magical.
Do you think you ever find all of the stuff that is going on in there, or is that impossible?
Gosh, I mean, like any true masterpiece, I think that I'd have to keep directing it, you know, numerous times to see it all. But I have to say this cast is so unbelievably talented and very whip smart. And so I feel like we've been unearthing stuff left and right that I just have never, ever experienced in the show before.
So you'll do it again?
Oh, yes. And what's so funny is I think that I was scared to do Sweeney. You know, I mean, it is such a technically, besides musically and verbally being difficult, the technical challenges on the theater and on the set design and on the backstage crew, I mean, it is so difficult because it moves at lightning pace and all of the blood effects, the lighting effects, the constantly shifting of locations, the myriad of costume quick changes, it's very demanding on the cast. And there are many scenes where Sondheim has taken many locations and layered them on one another. So you have like Anthony roaming the streets, you have, you know, Todd in the shop slicing people's throats and singing, you have Joanna in, you know, the madhouse, you have like the Beatle, you know, in the judicial system. You have like everybody in these locations all going through their own through lines, but he layers them on top of one another and you're experiencing it all at the same time. I mean, and getting those through lines very accurate and having people see where they're going and not be confused by one another on stage is really a challenge. And so I have to
say, it's very cinematic.
It's very cinematic. Very cinematic. And also what people expect with like the barber chair and what, you know, things are going to happen.
Right.
And we have a lot of tricks up our sleeves. I think people who have seen the show will still be surprised by what we're doing. But yeah, it's technically really difficult. So I was nervous. And I usually don't love being around horror, you know, or putting myself into a haunted house. Like that sort of thing I don't always gravitate towards. Mm-hmm. But honestly, being in this room, it's been such joy. I mean, we're laughing all the time, even though we're, you know,
talking about really hard things.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, it is one that I am so looking forward to seeing. It is one of my hands-down favorite shows. And I'm not a horror fan either. I'm not one of those people that will rent horror movies. I don't. Like it. I don't like that. But this show, there is something about this show.
There is. It's so charming.
Well, Matthew, it has been so great to catch up with you again. Welcome back.
Thank you.
And we're so looking forward to seeing Sweeney Todd. Best of luck with it.
Thank you very much.
Attend the tale of Sweeney Todd. His skin was pale and his eye was odd. He shaved the faces of gentlemen who never thereafter were heard of again.
Matthew Ozawa directs the Skylight Music Theater production of Sweeney Todd, which opens Friday at the Broadway Theater Center in the Third Ward. He spoke with Bonnie North. The show runs through June 11th, and there's more information at WUWM.com. The song we're hearing right now is from the Broadway production. It's called The Ballad of Sweeney Todd.
What if none of their souls were saved? They went to their maker impeccably shaved.